So it's that time of year. I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered. It's like a little time marker every year. NPR Music heads up to the Newport Folk Festival. It is just as beautiful, one of the best music festivals in terms of just sheer fun, a beautiful space, amazing set of bands. It's less frantic than most festivals. You can pretty much see everyone without going crazy, or you can plant yourself a nice little seat and sit by the main stage and see a whole host of amazing groups. But the nice thing that happens at the Newport Folk Festival is community, I'd say. And we're bringing on Jay Sweet. Jay Sweet's the producer of the Newport Folk Festival, which means he gets to go around all year long and find great music to bring to the stage. Welcome, Jay.
Bob, thanks. This is honestly one of those traditions that over the last 5 years, you and I have had the chance to do this. And so thanks again for having me. And I have to say, I was blushing after that intro. I know it's radio, but if everybody could see me, I'm red-cheeked.
So if we think about just a few of the bigger bands, first of all, an extra day, most of Friday, beginning around 1 o'clock. We usually just do the Saturday, Sunday, so we get an extra day this weekend. So I'm thrilled about that. Bands that people will know will be Old Crow Medicine Show, maybe Amanda Palmer, Andrew Bird, maybe someone like Father John Misty or the Avett Brothers. And they're a story, too, because the first time I ever saw the Avett Brothers was a tiny little stage where they
yes.
were just kicking it up.
I actually just wanted to quickly throw, I'm glad you brought that up, because they are the band that has grown up with me at the festival. They were there. They were my first pick I ever had at the festival, and they played the tiniest stage. And I can't tell you, it's just this amazing ride that now they're the headliner, the main stage of the Newport Folk Festival. I think it's really shown what's happened in the last couple of years.
And the last act to play, which is always a fascinating one, this year is Beck. And that was a huge surprise to see that on the lineup. I'm so thrilled about that.
You and I have discussed this every year. I have a bucket list, and I get to cross off that. In 2008, when I came on, I started a list of everybody that it would be my dream to bring to Newport. And a lot of those names on those lists are not kind of the first names you would think of when you would think of the Newport Folk Festival. And Beck was one of those names, and it's taken me, honestly, since 2008 to get to cross that one off. So I'm obviously pretty excited about that. It was a personal triumph, as well as I think something that I think our audience and community is going to be excited about.
Do we have a clue what he's going to do?
None.
Not even
which
you.
Is actually it's terrifying. You know, I don't know. I just buy the groceries. I don't know, you know, if the artists make the meal. I just sit back and just hope that you know, it tastes good.
This year you can see and hear music for the 3 days. During the festival, we'll go from stage to stage and bring you highlights. We'll record every set from the Newport Folk Festival, and probably just about all of them will wind up online. But the coverage is huge because I didn't count them all, but there's 30-something acts.
This year, there's over 50.
Wow.
But it's really kind of, I mean, with the third day, it's a beast.
Let's talk about someone who's never been to the festival. We talk about someone like the Avett Brothers or someone like the Low Anthem that grew up sort of through the festival. Who are the ones we're going to be talking about 3 or 4 or 5 years from now?
Oh, that's a great question. I think bands like Shovels and Rope and Hooray for the Riff Raff and Hound Mouth, Lord Huron, are bands that I think that are just going to grow and grow and grow and, you know, follow that Avett's type of path.
Let's play a little music. Let's play some Lord Huron. One of the great things about the Newport Folk Festival, as we know, is you people have this image because of the word folk festival as to what it is. And what Newport has always done has shaken what people think of as folk music. And Cold Specs is an artist that's coming, a Canadian artist, that would shake that stereotype.
Yeah. A few years back, I formed a board of advisors consisting of people such as Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Pete Seeger and Colin Malloy of the Decemberists and Gillian Welch, this amazing group of people that I kind of an open communication with if they hear something or, hey, Jay, you should check this out. And I got a call from one of our board of advisors, Jim James of My Morning Jacket. And he said, we were over in the UK, they heard this artist and they said, you got to come check it out. So they, next time they came around my hood, I went, and it happened to be Jim James' birthday. And so I went to the show. I was definitely impressed. And then after, he basically said, we're going to sit here and I was going to hang out with Cold Specs and we're going to drink until you say yes. So needless to say, it didn't take long, but it was a very long night. And Jim was one of those guys who just said, this is really important. And I think she's going to do an amazing set at Newport.
She's a great performer. Let's give a listen to this song called Holland by Cold Specs. I'm looking forward to that one.
Oh, man.
Good
incredible
choice.
Stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes this place is going to rock out. And one of the places I know that's going to happen, because I've seen Bombino, as I'm sure you have as well, will be when Bombino takes the stage. That's at the smaller stage, right? The Harbor stage.
Yeah, sometimes you want to create a a hot, sweaty, cramped, everybody getting together and communing. And that's going to be one of those sets where I think a lot of people don't know what to expect, and I think they're rightfully going to be blown away.
Yeah, I'll hear something like this.
Sunday's going to be so hot.
It's going to be, yeah, the sweat fest, let's hope. I mean, that's, you know, it's funny, we've spoken about Bombino before, and actually you did the introduction for Bombino. And you tell me, Bob, why do you think he's going to be, you've been to the festival enough, why do you think he's going to slay it?
Because he hits this place in music. This is music from Mali, North Africa. But there's such a commonality to why people like rock and soul, and yet it's neither of those things. And I think all of a sudden, it doesn't take but a moment, no matter what the garb is that they're wearing, to find a commonality and just rock out. That beat is undeniable. The guitar playing.
It's the root. It's right. The root of all. It's the root of music that we, you know, play. I mean, that's where the root came from. You know, that is the root. And I mean that in all senses of the word, you know, and that to me is why I think, as you said, within the first four bars, you know, people are just going to feel that time signature and be like, wait, and it's almost bend your knees. You have to kind of move. And it's infectious.
I didn't hear somebody also, but influenced in his teen years by listening to Jimi Hendrix records, right?
So right,
it's
right,
fabulous. Produced by the Black Keys, that record is. That's Bombino. I mentioned community, and I will say it a lot every time I'm at Newport. Workshops happen there that, explain, Chris Funk is coming back, right?
One of the things that had fallen away in over the last decade were the workshops, which are the basis of the original folk festivals, were all based mostly on workshops, and then these kind of exclusive shows of bands kind of grew out of the workshops, so it kind of reversed. So, you know, these workshops, which had been originally part of the festival, were basically where an artist, a Pete Seeger, a Ramblin' Jack Elliott, an Odetta, or somebody would basically, in a round, in a small open space on the festival grounds, would go and lead a workshop on blues playing, you know, Skip James and these people, and would do Sun House would do them, and or Pete Seeger would do a workshop where he, you know, people sit down and listen to an artist talk about the craft of playing the banjo, mm-hmm. playing the harp, singing the blues, whatever it would be. You know, there'd be this kind of open Q&A and just kind of a loose feel. So Chris Funk of the Decemberists and Black Prairie called and said, kind of berated me for not having these in the last couple of years. So I kind of threw it right back in his face. I said, if I build the space, will you run them? And he said, absolutely. And nice. Wait until who he has lined up. And it is going to be a bit of a secret because, again, these are happening in somewhat very small space on the festival grounds. And it's at the Museum of Yachting, the museum stage, we call it. And these things are going to be where artists from the festival, name artists, will come down and sit and explain what it means to play a banjo, what it means to play a violin, what it means to play, you know, a guitar, what it means to sing the blues, or whatever it is that Chris has lined up. And so we're calling him Folk with Funk, which is the Folk with Funk workshops. So I'm actually very much, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to Chris and Martin Guitars for providing all the instruments so people can kind of show up, and if they want to jump up on stage and do something, that there'll be instruments there for people to do that.
That's fabulous. And oftentimes what the other thing that happens is that musicians who don't normally play with other musicians at festivals are usually in and out. The bus comes in, they leave. That doesn't happen in Newport.
No.
So obviously Colin Malloy is going to be there and Chris Funk will be there. Maybe. They'll put their arms around one another.
Yeah, maybe they'll say hello.
And other things could happen.
It's really the highlight for me. When if you were to ever ask me what are my favorite things that happen, it's the one of a kind. All I can say is we've been asked by many artists this year to be introduced to other artists they haven't met through us. So I guess we're kind of like the dating game or the matchmaker or something. I don't know. But I think that's Newport in a nutshell. I mean, you have to understand when you come to Newport that you're part of a long legacy, a much longer storyline, and that you're just another chapter or verse in that storyline. I think most artists get it. And I think if they don't get it beforehand, once they get on site, mm-hmm. they kind of get it very quickly.
That's fabulous. Our coverage will unfold in this whole whatever happens at Newport will unfold beginning Friday afternoon on NPR Music. You can watch it and hear it. Be on local public radio stations, too. WFUV is a major partner. MVY Radio and Martha's Vineyard and Folk Alley will all be there. And it's just going to be, it always is, one of the best times I have, and it's certainly my favorite summer thing. So thanks, Jay Sweet.
It's always a pleasure, Bob, and I'll see you down at the fort.
Okay. Jay, we usually try and meet for one beer at some point. Which show
Absolutely.
Is it going to be this year?
I know where you're going to be during Bombino, but
okay.
Where else? What
okay.
else you got?
I am going to meet you at the Lone Bellow show at the Quad Stage, 1 p.m. on Saturday.
You'll be holding?
I'll be holding, and man, do I love these folks. They are the greatest live. So I'll see you there.
See you, man.
Home, our wild-eyed ways may look like a wreck where we're from.